Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin, from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. We're just so excited that you just joined us for the program, and we have got, you know, a crazy topic for you today because we're a topical Bible study here at 91.5 FM and on our podcast at ourlighthouse.net. You can always go on our website at the church at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida, and you can listen to the radio program anytime during the day. You can catch it there, and you can also catch it on the WMIEFM.com archives. So hopefully you can grab that. It's always nice to kind of throw that little nugget out for those of you maybe joining us for the first time, let you know where you can catch the program, maybe listen to some back episodes or whatever. So I've got a guest with me today on the program. I always bring a guest in. It's Pastor Kevin and friends, and one of my great friends is Martita Stanton, a regular here on the program.
Hi, everybody. Yeah. Kevin, I want to share something.
Sure, go ahead.
A while back, you challenged us to take a walk and spend time with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually took that to heart, and I listened to this program while I take a walk.
Right.
So that it usually takes me a mile, and that's when I listen to it. And it's amazing because it makes easier walking, and I'm listening, and I'm praying about it and talking to the Lord about it. And it's really nice to have that company with me.
Yeah, I'd encourage you, you know, do that walk. Pop this on. You know, if there's times in your day that you can actually pop on and listen to the program, listen to it. It's I think it's been really helpful for a lot of people
out there. It is very encouraging to me.
You know, we just come up with some crazy topics sometimes, and other times we're serious. We get into other stuff, and today our topic is going to be the names of God.
Yes.
Not the names of Jesus, but the names of God the Father. We're kind of going to go a little Old Testament on you guys just for a day, and, you know.
I love it because.
What are the different names that God is referred to?
The Lord put this in my heart a while back because I know everything about Jesus. You know, we study Jesus and all that and Holy Spirit, but it was like, Father, where are you? I want to know you.
Sure.
I don't want to leave you out.
Right.
You know, and I pray about it to Jesus, and he's like, you need to meet my dad because I died to reconcile you to my Father.
Right. And so you should know him.
Yes. And it's like, the whole reason for me to die is for you to be reconciled to him. And it's like, I want to get to know you, Lord. And that's when I started seeking out, who are you, Father?
All right. That's so good.
So I'm going to start right away with
Romans. So there's a lot of different names. First, let's say this. There's a ton of different names that God is referred to as in the Old Testament, in the Bible. And we're gonna hit on a few of those. So go ahead. You have the first one?
Yes, because it's one of my favorites. Romans 8:15. And it states, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father.
Abba.
He is my dad.
And that's, you know, the name for Father.
Yes.
The word Abba.
It brings relationship.
I've watched The Chosen, so I know this.
Yes. Abba means Father.
Because all the guys would call their dads Abba.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which means relationship.
Sure.
You know, it makes it real. He is my Father. He cares for me.
So it's God in a relationship with us personally.
Yes, it's personal.
Like your Abba. Like
we need to understand his names is who he is.
Right. It's each name describes a characteristic of who God is to us.
And the first thing that he is our Father.
Wow, I love that.
And some people call him Papa, Daddy, and to me, he's my Abba. It really hit home.
Sure.
To create an opening to have a relationship with him.
You know, there's a lot of people out there probably listening to the program, Artita, that, you know, like for me, I didn't have the greatest dad growing up. Mm-hmm. You know, my father wasn't the greatest example of what a father could be. And I know some of you've had great relationships with your father and growing up and all of that. But God is a father who wants to have a relationship with each one of you personally. He wants you to know him. He wants you to be in his embrace, in his lap. He wants to continually bring to you, you know, the idea that I want to be your father. And whether you've had issues with dads in the earth or not, it doesn't matter. God is actually, you know, ready to have a relationship with each one of you.
And some of them, you know, I know some people that are afraid to have a relationship with the Father because of what they had here.
Right.
Ask Jesus to show you the Father.
Yes.
Ask Jesus to really show you his true heart and mind and how he cares for you. It's totally different. He doesn't want to hit you over the head with the Bible. He sent his son.
Right.
To take the whole punishment so you don't have to take it, so he can have a relationship with you.
That's so good.
Okay.
So number one name.
Abba
number
Father.
One spot.
Whoop, whoop.
Abba.
Yes.
Our Heavenly Father, you know. There's so many different names. You've got like Adonai, God is Lord of all. You've got El Elyon, which is the Most High God. El Roi is a God of seeing. You know, it amazes me all the different things. How about El Shaddai, the Lord is sufficient.
Yes.
I like that one. You know, El Gibor. Do you roll the R? I'm not sure. Do you roll that in? I rolled it, but it might have been.
It sounded good.
I've been doing Spanish.
It sounded
so
good.
El Gibor. No. The mighty God.
Okay, so I want to. A lot of times we look at Satan and we make him bigger than God.
Sure.
And let's
it's not even close.
No, no. Satan is like a gnat next to God. You know what I mean?
You know it, man.
God is mighty God.
Yes.
All powerful. All knowing.
Yeah.
Come on.
How many of you guys need to meet the mighty side of our God?
Yes.
You know, I think so many times we think God is insufficient or he's unwilling. But I'm here today to say God is mighty. He is
yes.
ready to show up in your situation. But I think here's the breakdown, Martita. The average person doesn't see mighty God moving in their situations and their circumstances because they have a free will and they don't ask God to come into their situation. So you have a mighty God out there who is more than willing to help and be an ever-present help in time of need, but yet you have not invited him into your life. Into your situations, into, you know, he can't push his way through. He gave you a free will. So you have got to
believe.
And by faith, you have to welcome God into
yes.
your financial crisis, your issues that you're having, even in the joyous moments of your life. God wants to be there for those.
Yes.
But,
celebrate.
You know, he's waiting for you to invite him.
Yeah, he wants to be part of your life.
Yes.
But so many times we think, oh, why would God care about me when there's so much going on in the world? Yes, he cares about you. Wherever
yeah.
you are, he cares about you because you are his kid and he loves you.
Sure.
He loves you. That's the bottom line. He loves you. Listen to me. He loves you. He loves me, but he
right.
loves you. So receive
yeah.
that word. I know there's somebody out there that's going, he doesn't love me.
Right.
I've done this.
He does.
He doesn't care. He loves you.
Yeah. You know, we came from the same church back in the old days in the 90s when I was in church. There was a lot of Jehovah, you know, songs, you know, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, our banner. Let's look at a few of those for a minute. You know, let's start with Jehovah Rapha, and that is God is our healer, okay? You know, in all of the scriptures, we see such an amazing move of God happening in the ideas of healing and in the situations of healing, and not just physical healing, but emotional healing,
yes.
Trauma, different things like that. There is
mental.
A great need.
Yes.
For people to meet our Father in heaven, Jehovah Rapha, and they need his healing.
Yes.
And he has sent healing through his Son, Jesus Christ. And healing is available for us through the power of the Holy Spirit. And we're seeing this dynamic, but it all comes back to the Heavenly Father and his heart and his desire and his
and who he is.
Jehovah, you know, Rapha. So did you look that up? It's in Exodus 15:26. I want to read that scripture real quick.
Here, I got it.
All right, you got it?
Yes.
15:26.
If you diligently thank you, heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on which I have brought unto the Egyptians, for I am Lord who heals you.
Right. I am the Lord who heals you.
Yes.
Jehovah Rapha.
That's who he is.
Right. So I think so many times we're like, God, if you would just heal me. Well, he is healing. It's his name. So you need Jehovah Rapha to step into your world, to step into your life, and through his Son, Jesus Christ, he will bring healing to you through the power of the Holy Spirit. But, you know, the Bible says that we perish from a lack of what?
Knowledge.
Knowledge. So we're not approaching God as our healer. We're actually trying to get God to be something, you know, in our lives without actually inviting him into the situation. You know, it's like, why aren't you healing me? Well, you haven't asked me to. You know, you've simply looked and said, you should do this, but you know what? We've got to reach out and we've got to have that intimacy with our Abba, our Father, and call in that healing. And we got to speak his word over our bodies. We've got to, you know, begin to release all of the issues and power that he has given us over our situations with healing.
I want to add to this, because this is the Old Testament, which at the time, they didn't have Jesus' blood.
They didn't have Jesus.
Right? So they had to do the commandments. They had to follow the rules.
According to the law.
So according to the law,
right,
because they were under the law.
See, we have that completed view now with Jesus. Right. But yeah, you're right.
So back then, the Lord... It says, I'm the Lord who heals you. And then what he did is he sent Jesus Christ to die for us. Right. And then his blood, and he took all that sin in him. So now, by his stripes, now we are healed.
Yeah.
So he provided all that through Jesus Christ. Back then, they had to work at it.
Right.
Now,
well, they had to fulfill the requirements of the law.
Yes, because they were under the law. We're not under the law anymore.
Right.
We're under the grace of Jesus Christ.
You know, imagine when Jesus showed up on the scene and he started healing people and things.
Oh my
they'd
gosh.
Never seen anything like that before. You know, as I watch The Chosen sometimes, I just love the idea that, you know, Jesus was breaking ground. He was plowing open a New Testament, you know.
Yes.
A new and better way for us to interact with God through being fully reconciled, not necessarily trying to fulfill the requirements of the law. Jesus fulfilled those requirements for us, knowing that we could never do that. But healing is available to you today, right now. Open your Bibles, find the scriptures, begin to speak life over your body.
Yes.
Speak life over your mind, over your situations, over your depression, over all the different things that are coming at you. You need to begin to speak life over them and call out. You know, Jesus said, pray to the Father in my name. So pray to Jehovah Rapha for your healing through the Son, Jesus Christ, in his name. And then allow the power of the Holy Spirit to bring and manifest that healing in your body.
Amen.
That's good stuff.
I want to read this one.
Go ahead.
Genesis 21 on verse 33. That Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in the Beersheba, and there called the name of the Lord, the everlasting God.
Ooh,
and I want to read that, because as we're talking about the healing, the provision, the sufficient, it's everlasting God. It's forever. This doesn't change.
Yeah.
It wasn't in the past.
Right.
This is today. The yesterday, today, and tomorrow. This is forever. So what we're saying is his name is everlasting.
I love it.
It doesn't change.
And that's El Olam, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I see it.
Yes. So
the everlasting God.
Yes. And that's important because people think, oh, well, that was.
I'm saying him right. El Olam.
Sounds good. Sounds good to me. Okay. But what I want to say is some people think that was the Old Testament.
Right.
No. It's forever.
It is. It's forever. It's forever.
And understand, when we die, we go to heaven, it's forever.
Yeah.
He doesn't change. We need to understand that this is who he is.
God the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen. So when we say something about him, it's because it's happening right now.
Yeah.
The next one I want to say is in Genesis 22:14.
Ah, Jehovah Jireh.
Yes.
Remember that old song, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, his grace is sufficient for me.
Amen.
That was the one, and now we have our modern version of it. You know, it's Jireh, you are enough, you know? You heard that song?
Yes, yeah. But I can't sing like you.
No, that's all right. So. But, I'll stick to reading.
And Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide. And it is said to this day, in the mouth of the Lord, it shall be provided.
Yeah.
The Lord will provide.
Yes. And he will.
Yes.
Scripture tells us, God said, I will supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Are you in Christ? Then your provision has been paid. You have been given everything that you need. When Jesus died on the cross and he said, it is finished, your provision was made available. Well, I'm not seeing that provision, Pastor Kevin. What's up? You know, well, have you been appropriating the word into your life? Have you been speaking what it is that the Bible says over your life? Or have you just said, well, what the heck? It's not happening.
And
you've got to apply yourself to these things.
Yes. And again, the first thing is coming to a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
Because to get to the Father is through Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he said, no one comes to the Father except through me. So if you want to meet Jehovah Jireh, God our provider, you've got to first, you know, allow Jesus to cleanse you of all your unrighteousness. He died on the cross to set you free. And then he says, now pray to the Father in my name.
That's right. Because now you're reconciled.
And then the power of the Holy Spirit will come.
Yes.
You know? It's like a little dynamic there. If you can really see the way this dynamic works, you can see your life begin to be transformed. You know, like say, you know, you're caught up in addiction. Let's just create an example here. So I am dealing with addiction in my life. I need to get set free from that addiction. Well, God has provided, you know, Jehovah Jireh has provided freedom from that addiction, but it's in his son, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I've never given my life to Jesus, then the addiction's got me.
Yes.
You know, but one day, me personally, I gave my life to Jesus Christ, and then the power of the Holy Spirit hit me, and those addictions were literally driven from my body, man. I didn't go to AA, I didn't go to NA, I went to JC. Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit, and my life was transformed, but it was all because of the Father's love for us in Christ that Jehovah Jireh provided for me to be free from my addiction through his son. You know, every characteristic that God has, he has fulfilled those characteristics in Jesus and brought them, you know, to us. You know,
but
he can't be our father if we aren't in Christ. He can't be, you know, the everlasting God in our lives, El Olam. El Olam, unless we give our lives to Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the door.
Yes. And I want to add to that.
Sure.
Because, yes, you were set free instantly, praise God, but you didn't stay there. You went and seek him out. You got to get to know Jesus. You need to spend time with him. You have to submit and renew your mind every day. Who are you hanging around with? Because sometimes you go, oh, I'm set free, and then you go live your life, and then you fall again. Well, did you change your lifestyle?
Right.
Who you're hanging around with? What are you listening
to?
How are you feeling yourself with? You know, Kevin, I know that you feel, you know, you asked the Holy Spirit, he came inside, and you welcome him, and you stayed with him.
Right.
And that's the difference.
There is.
Because sometimes we just say, okay, it's done. No, we need to, it's relationship and getting closer to the Lord so you can stay free.
That is so good. How about Jehovah Shalom? God, our peace.
Yes.
Anybody out there need a little peace in your life?
Yes.
You know, because the world is not producing peace in our lives. It's producing turmoil, chaos, and, you know, we need to learn how to go to our Heavenly Father who gives us peace. You know, how do we do that? Through Jesus again. Jesus said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. Well, where did Jesus get that peace that he's going to give us? From the Heavenly Father, Jehovah Shalom. You know, Jesus is the ambassador. He's the one that is distributing everything that the Father is, and every name that the Father has, he is producing those fruits in Christ through the Holy Spirit in our lives. So if you need peace, you need Jesus first.
Yes. You know, one thing I love about the Jewish people is how they welcome you and that how they say goodbye, and it's Shalom.
Shalom. Yeah.
So they're speaking the word over you, the peace. Name of Jesus. And according to them, that Shalom means total peace in everything, in your spirit, in your mind, in your soul, in your finances, in
your
everything.
Yeah.
It's speaking forth the peace of the Lord upon you.
That's so good.
And you know, I need to start saying that.
Yeah.
And
Shalom.
Yes.
Lisa does that. My wife does that.
It's to let that release the peace of the Lord upon people.
Yeah.
And you know, you hit that. That one hit me really hard right now.
Right. Yeah, it's good, man.
Because we need that.
You guys need it out there listening as well. You know, so allow God to bring peace.
The word has power.
Shalom.
We need to speak that over people and ourselves. Shalom.
We speak shalom over you.
Yes.
Those of you who are listening.
Yes.
It's really good. So, guys, we hope you're enjoying this. It's very unique, different topic. We kind of like to mix it up and keep things, you know, different and versatile.
It's time
in many
to know
ways.
Our daddy.
But we need to get to know our Heavenly Father better,
yes.
You know? Jehovah, you know, Nisi is our victory. Do you need victory in your life? You need Jehovah Nisi. Our Heavenly Father has a victory for you. Where's that victory found?
In Jesus.
In Jesus. See, we've come up with a little groove here. So, you know what? What is it that you need today? You know, do you need to see the Lord present in your life? Jehovah Shema. Is the Lord ever present? You know, the Lord is present in your life. So, guys, we hope you're enjoying the program. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about all the different names of our Heavenly Father.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning.
Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Thanks again to our sponsors that support us here at Turn the Light On. And Martita, we've been talking about the names of God and our Heavenly Father. And the last name that I wanted to mention today would be Jehovah Tsidkenu. And that is the Lord, our righteousness, you know, because we have been made the righteousness of in Christ Jesus. But, you know, read that scripture in Jeremiah 33:16 real quick.
In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will be dwell safely. And this is the name by which she will be called, the Lord our righteousness.
I love it. So, you know, God is the Lord our righteousness. We find that righteousness in Christ Jesus. Where's that scripture?
Okay, so we're going to 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
Love it. So God is our righteousness. Our Heavenly Father has made us the righteousness of God through his Son. He sent the Son to fulfill his name in us. God, our righteousness. I love this stuff. Just the tie-in, because you've got the Father is the name and the attribute, then Jesus is the appropriation of it, and then it's moved through the power of the Holy Spirit. So you've got three in one, the Trinity. So how about, what is the name for God is one?
Yahweh.
Yahweh, the name of all names.
Yes, the great I Am. And yes, if we read in Deuteronomy 6:4, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
Yes.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit
is one. Yahweh.
And all this is possible because the Father sent his Son to die for us, for our sins, so we can be completely reconciled to him.
Yes.
He sent then the Holy Spirit to live inside of us, and then we can tap in into all the names of our Father.
That's incredible. I love it.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know what, guys? We hope you've enjoyed just hearing about the Old Testament names of God. I know we've kind of dove back in time a little bit there, but we really kind of pulled it all to modern day times. You know, you need Jehovah, you know, Jireh, God our provider. You need our healer, Jehovah Shalom, our peace. You need the righteousness of God in your life. So call on the name of the Lord and you'll be saved. Jesus will introduce you to all of the attributes of your Heavenly Father, and every name that there is, God is representing that in your life through Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. God bless you guys. Have a great day.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.